will he remain at number one? We'll find out this weekend with Fitz right there Saturday morning at 6 a.m. All the way from 40 to number one. It's the Country Countdown. My favorite thing to do when I was a kid, I used to keep track of it. Casey Kasem and Rick Dees.
What was number one the third week of 1982?
And I look back, I actually had saved some notes from years ago when I was a kid, and I got all the artists wrong or all the song titles wrong, because that back then you didn't have Spotify. You didn't have anything that said the lyrics, right?
No.
So you're like, oh, that's so-and-so. And then you find out later, oh, that wasn't who that was, you know? When we talk about how Randy Houser sounds like Ronnie Dunn.
Yes.
You know, that's what... So as a kid, I'd write down, oh, Ronnie Dunn, how country feels. Oh, that's Randy Houser. Anyway, so we'll find out on Saturday how Nate Smith's doing. Will he remain at number one? Well, Fitz will have the answer with your countdown all the way from 40 to 1. All right, kicking off your day. A heat advisory still in effect. 103 for the day. Very hot. Clear skies tonight. Low around 70. Man, when was the last time you said low around 70? So low around 70. Tomorrow, though, cooler, 99. And then by Thursday, we're back to 88. So there you go. All right, let's get the day started. Working on some Facebook fun, other people's problems, Nashville news coming up, and there's some big boat thing going on in Yakima. We'll give some tickets away.
We have 3 pairs of tickets.
All right, 720. We'll do a blowout, a ticket extravaganza blowout for those tickets coming up here at 720. So get your day started. Grab a cup of coffee. Grab your Red Bull. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
John Morgan, Jason Aldean, friends like that, 621, number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD, Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. Welcome to it. Sunshine for you right now. Tri-Cities near 70 degrees already as you're kicking off your day. And just so good to be here, Patty. And again, it's nice having people listening anywhere and everywhere on the station mobile app. You can download it for free. Alexa will play it. Siri will play us. Oh, boy, we're just anywhere and everywhere, you know? Love that. All right. So to get your day started.
What's
little,
up?
Little Facebook fun What's for up? You. What was your mom and dad's strange family rule? So there you go. That'll be the Facebook fun today. Did your mom and dad have a strange family rule?
Yeah, like, I have to think about
like a
this,
bedtime yeah. or anything like that? I know yeah. it's a good I one.
Mean, yeah, it is.
It's a good one there.
Strange family rule. I know that we would go camping every summer, but it wasn't a rule. But my mom wouldn't go. It was just us kids with dad.
Oh, interesting.
I think it was, you know, like, mom needs a break.
Okay.
Mom needs a vacation from the kids.
That's kind of an, okay.
That's
a good one. That's a good one. So, strange family rule. That's
and I also remember it was kind of cool, too. Mom needed a break from us a lot because sometimes she'd be sleeping in my bed. Like, when we would, for whatever reason, me and my brother would go, it was a big deal to listen to Mystery Theater on WCCO and jump on the bed and, you know, pass out.
That's
with
cool.
Dad.
See, how
and
fun.
And Mom is sleeping in my bed.
See how fun that is.
I don't know. We must have been bad kids because the more I look back, Mom needed a break from us a lot.
She's like, give me a cigarette.
I mean, yeah, she smoked Virginia Slims.
Get these kids out of my way. Get the kids out of my way. I will tell you, not to be the downer on the show, because I talk a lot about that I had foster parents, I have real parents, and then, of course, I had adopted parents. I did not have a good relationship with my adopted parents. And one of their rules, was if school got out at 3 o'clock, you were supposed to be home by 3:15. No exceptions. And then it wasn't like you were there.
So you were home at 3:15 to she put you to work. Go pull those weeds.
Whatever. No, just to sit. Just to sit. It was weird.
Not even get a snack, an after school snack.
No, not. Oh my gosh, what are you talking about? None of that stuff. So yeah, it was very strange that if school got out.
But you had to be home by 3:15, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah. There was. And so you were as a kid. You were terrified to get detention not that you want to get detention, but
no,
you would,
anything off the schedule.
Nothing after school. I did no after school activities. I didn't get to hang out with my buddies. It literally was like being in prison. Nope, school gets out, 3 o'clock, you're home by 3:15, and your butt is out on the couch, and you didn't do anything. It wasn't like, you know, you're just like, okay, here I am, you know. So, yeah, it was like, that was just the way she, you know, rode herd on the kids. And that, hence the reason everybody was out by the time they were 16. My brothers, her own kid.
See you later.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, I left at 16. I'm like, I can't live under these, you know.
Absolutely not.
Because not every kid's out breaking the law. Not every kid's out partying. None of that stuff. And I wanted to be a normal kid and enjoy, you know, I wanted to be on track. Uh-huh. I wanted to do things like activities, and it was not allowed. So What was your mom and dad's strange family rule? I think I like yours better, Patty. So that was a lot of fun. That's a fun one. I like it. All right, 547-KORD. App chat us. Add this to our list. It's on Facebook. Know the rules. Mom and dad's strange family rules. I know some people got some good ones. Let us know. Rick and Patty, your Facebook fun. KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for new country. 1027 KORD.
Swinging. Yeah, we had these swinging French doors in our master bedroom. So it was like, yep, have that baby open to the deck because it was, again, so hot last night. So yeah, going to be more of it. Heat advisory still in effect for you. Fire weather advisory in effect too. All right, what's going on in Nashville there, Patty?
Ella Langley is dropping out of several upcoming shows. She is fighting sickness and feeling more run down than ever. In a statement on Monday, Ella said that she made the hard decision to prioritize her health, step back from performing in some of the upcoming weeks. She is going to be missing some scheduled shows on tours with Morgan Wallen and Riley Green in Ohio, Tennessee, Montana, Idaho, and Colorado. She did assure fans, though, that she will be back on the road next month. Her first performance scheduled in September is set for Worldwide Technology Raceway. That will happen on the 6th in Madison, Illinois. Meanwhile, fans who are unable to attend Miranda Lambert's Band Together Texas benefit show in person are getting the chance to stream it live. That show takes place in Austin on August 17th and will be available to watch on Miranda's YouTube channel. The show begins at 7 Central, and the show will feature performances by Miranda, of course, Parker McCollum, Cody Johnson, and many more. Band Together Texas is hoping to raise money for those affected by the devastating floods that tore through Texas over the 4th of July weekend. Zach Bryan, happy with Kansas City after a Chiefs fan called him out, though, over a post on X, apparently on Friday. He wrote, "We're all the three-peat people from last year," referencing the Chiefs' Super Bowl loss. So one X user then accused Zach of singling out, the fan base that's helped sell out his shows. So as a response, Zach said, "Please understand, I'll never play Kansas City." And then also said he's going to take the song 5th of May live from Kansas City off his 24 live album. We'll keep you posted. Ooh. I don't.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Well, speaking of X, how about this? Tim McGraw says that his wife, Faith, doesn't let him do his own social media. I wonder why.
I don't know how to get on TikTok, to tell you the truth. And my wife in particular won't let me directly say stuff on Twitter or Instagram or anything. So I have to go through my people to do it because my wife said, whatever you do, don't give him access to be able to do it on his own because there's no telling what he might say.
Or he might single out a fan, maybe.
You never know.
And call attention to something. I don't know. Those are your trending headlines.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Up number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty, good morning. Welcome to it. 651, 68 degrees for you. Sunshine. High today about 103. We got a fire advisory. We got a heat advisory in effect. Bunch of advisories in effect for you today. So be aware of that. And of course, if you're over there on the KORD mobile app, you can pop that bad boy open. We've got Cole Swindell tickets up there if you want to win them.
Sweet.
And that $500 Visa gift card. So school's around the corner. Kids are asking for stuff. And we got that Visa gift card you can win. I know that coming up in other people's problems, we'll be discussing school clothes coming up here in just a little bit. So Eve's got an issue coming up here.
We'll talk about it.
Now, while you're over there on the KORD mobile app, lots of great articles you can check out. I had written about it yesterday because I was at Columbia Park over the weekend a couple times with my dogs.
Yeah.
And I saw these green and yellow bags. So, yeah. So there's a reason why they exist. And I've seen them pop up all over. You're not supposed to touch them. I did take a photo. And then I saw a little pellet inside of it because it's see-through. And there's a reason why those bags are all over the place. And I didn't realize. It's bug control. So details about that, you can check it out there. And then you wrote about a craziest motorist going over 115 miles in Oregon. What's that story about?
So one was like 100. Who goes 136 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone?
Some kid, probably.
Not one motorcyclist. Two.
Oh, they're motor. Okay. All right.
What kind of fine does that get you?
That gets you a big fine. That should be reckless driving. That should be jail. That should be, yeah, that's endangerment.
You could lose your license. Who's going 136 miles per hour? And I mean, really, you deserve to get caught. Just saying.
And they got caught. You can check out, yeah, crazy speeds. Ooh. Why? And then, of course, you all end up at the same red light.
Where are you going?
Yeah, exactly. I love it when someone rips by you and then you're at the red light. Like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, did you get there any quicker than you know? And anyway, yeah.
People are in a hurry to get nowhere.
Yeah.
That's my husband, right? And I'm like, what? Where are you going?
He just like, gotta get there. So you get a big fat ticket for it. Check out these articles. Got it posted for you right now and more right there on the station mobile app.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
KORD, your morning commute, 7:07. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks, Tri-Cities, for keeping the cord plugged in. Heat warning in effect for you right now. Already about 70 degrees for you. 103 going to be the high today. So stay hydrated as much as humanly possible. All right, Eve's got a situation going on in Pasco. Thanks to Cliff Septic for sponsoring Other People's Problems. What is going on with Eve?
Check it out, Rick and Patty. My son is begging my husband and I for expensive back-to-school sneakers. He says everyone is going to be wearing these new Nikes, and my husband is not going to buy them. I told him we may want to consider it, because if we don't, our son may get bullied. He's had problems last year with bullies, and the last thing we need this year is for the same thing to happen. My husband thinks that bullying might be good for him because it'll toughen him up. I think it's unnecessary and something that we should avoid, something we can avoid. What would you do if you were us? Do you buy the tennis shoes or not? Eve in Pasco.
Oh, man, tough. Okay, tough situation to be in. I think a lot of us have been there. I grew up poor. I didn't have any of these things. And yeah, you got picked on. You got picked on. Plain and simple. You got picked on. I don't know the age of this kid.
I don't either.
But I do know that we have a friend of ours who has a son who gets picked on. He's in junior high. Remember, we've talked about, we won't say their names, but kids are cruel.
When they band together like a pack.
And they do. And they do.
I know.
And when you're not, and even back, I grew up in the 80s, and when you weren't wearing the right clothes, we were so poor that I was always 2 years behind in fashion. So if everybody had if I had parachute pants, they were 2 years old. You know what I'm saying? They were already come and gone. And so bell bottoms, high waters. Did you have some high waters there?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, you got made fun of for having high waters?
Yes, I did.
Oh, look at the high waters. Uh-huh. Look at
waiting for a flood.
Exactly. Yeah.
Kids are cruel. I was right with you. I had to babysit. And anything that I wanted, I did my own school clothes shopping because my mom, you know, was behind and... It was tough. It was tough. And I did not get Nikes unless I purchased them myself with my babysitting money. And
it was very hard for me to transition because remember I had a great foster home, and not that mom and my mom and dad spent money on clothes. They didn't, but I was dressed at least normal, right? I didn't have any issues first through like fifth grade. Zero issues. Junior high, once I got adopted out and had a real bad experience. Mm-hmm. That's when
I know
junior high was the worst. So, but does it mean go buy a set pair of Nikes? I don't know about that. But you do want to make sure if you can afford it, you want to make sure your kid does not stand out.
I can totally remember this. I mean, for me back in the day, I needed Converse high top.
I know.
You know, I had to have those.
Levi's 501 Blues is what I wanted so badly as a kid. And when I got to be in a junior...
Oh, that tag on the back pocket was everything, wasn't it?
It was everything. Oh, exactly. You had to, you know. And it was interesting. Once I started working for my own money and getting my own clothes, the bullying kind of... It tapered off, maybe because we were getting older, but it did taper off because at least I was wearing Levi's. At least I felt, hey, I'm wearing Levi's. I'm looking, you know... Yeah, Reeboks or whatever. So what do you do in the situation?
Yeah, what do you do? Guys, chime in
on this particular situation. I've always felt, my son Logan, I asked my son Logan one time many years ago. Now my son's 30 years old. And I said, Logan, did you ever get picked on in school? And he goes, no, I never got picked on. He goes, Dad, I never got picked on. He goes, I was a normal kid. And that's because I felt like his mom and I, we did not buy him the most expensive.
No.
But we made sure that what was ever, whatever was in fashion, at least within he didn't get just Goodwill. I mean, we didn't just go to Goodwill or Kmart. We literally, you know,
I shop at Goodwill all the time.
I get that, but you got to be careful about what you're shopping there because you want something that's in style a little bit there. So, Eve, I'm kind of, this is a tough situation.
Yeah, it is.
Having been in those boots, I definitely can relate. So 547-KORD, app chat us what you do in the situation. We want to know. Chime in on the Facebook. Share these comments coming up. You got Rick and Patty. KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for new country. 1027-KORD.
Covered back then right now, number one for new country. It's 1027-KORD at 722. You got Rick, you got Patty. All right, Patty, something's going on in Yakima, I believe, right?
Yep. It's State Fair Park in Yakima making a major splash. It's the debut of sprint boat racing.
Oh, very cool right there. And that's a great venue, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And we got tickets, don't we, Patty?
We do. You can watch jet boats blasting through hairpin turns and straightways at insane speeds. We've got three pairs of tickets.
I'm surprised you didn't just say Sunday, 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 Sunday.
It all happens August 16th and 17th at State Fair Park, and we've got your tickets, tickets, tickets.
That's pretty good. All right.
How was it?
That was great. That was great. So the next three callers, 547-KORD, 547-5673. You want to see some sprint boat racing right there in Yakima? We're going to hook you up next. Good luck from 1027-KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
For new country, it's 1027-KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you listening this morning. So we got a couple things you can pick here, Patty.
What?
We could talk about being a middle child, or we could talk about getting dropped off at the schoolyard. What one do you think you like this morning?
Getting dropped off at the schoolyard with a bunch of bullies or with all my pals?
Oh, with all your pals. So, so it's funny. So it's amazing kids are fun because kids, school hasn't started yet, but we're around the corner, right? So it's amazing that up until a certain point, you are the center of their universe, right? And they love, you know, you being a part of their life. Then they start going to school. And guess what? Then it's like, can you park a block away?
You don't know me.
Yeah, you don't
know me. That was like junior high. Yeah. You guys, I'm at the mall. You don't know me.
Right.
when I need something to get paid for, sure.
Yeah, sure, exactly. So
can I have your credit card, parents?
Yeah, so every parent has been, and I have been disappointed too as well. Every parent has been disappointed on that very first day of school. You give your kid a hug.
I love you.
Give him a hug. The second day of school is, don't you even, like, can we park two blocks away? Don't even acknowledge that I exist. And your babies have grown up, basically. Yeah. So let's take some calls. Let's have some fun with you. And this is going to be a good time. did your kids have strict rules about when they got dropped off at school? What did they say? Like, what was the rule?
I never got dropped off. I had to take the bus.
Yeah, I had to walk.
Or walk.
Yeah. For the most part, I had to walk. When I lived in Clarkson, Washington, close enough to the school that it was still a few blocks away. But, yeah. I didn't ride the bus.
I never rode my bike to school, though, either.
Didn't ride your bike to school
yet? I never did.
So when I lived in Clarkston, so there is the Clarkston Heights is where the middle school is at. So we lived downtown Clarkston. That was the only time. So 6th, 7th, 8th grade rode the bus. And then 9th through 12th walked, basically, to school. So, wait a minute. My senior year, I did get my first car. So... senior year, last part of senior year, I had my first car.
I took the bus
time. But yeah, there was never a drop off for me as a kid. So let's have some fun. Did you kids have these rules for you guys, you parents, when they were getting dropped off like two blocks away or don't acknowledge me? We'll take some calls. This is going to be fun. 547-KORD. Your calls are on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Yeah, Patty, thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you. So we got a couple advisories for you. We got a heat advisory. We got a fire weather advisory for you. 103 today, Patty.
This is a tough day.
It is. And then we're going to drop down to the 90s and then back to the 80s. So by Thursday, back to the 80s for you. But get through the today. You'll be okay.
So what kind of winter do you think we're going to have?
It says it's going to be a moist one, a wet winter, basically. So we'll see about that. Usually, I always feel like if we have a mild winter, we'll have a scorcher of a summer. That's kind of the flip side of it. If we have a bad winter, then we're going to have a mild summer. So, but we live in the desert. Have you ever noticed?
You know, yes. I mean, just even last night, I go, "Whoo, it's humid." Yeah. Not really, not compared to other parts of the country.
Exactly.
This is, you said, the desert.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good.
Yes, we are.
Yesterday, I looked up. My wife and I were out paddleboarding up there on the weekend. We were at the mud hole, and I looked up at the hill, and I go, man, this is a desert. I guess you see it. You're like, you know, if it wasn't for the water, it'd be a desert. So there you go. Today's high near 103. So kids getting ready to go back to school, and some kids have strict rules about getting dropped off, and we're having fun with you guys. Parents, 547 KORD, love these calls. What you are not allowed to do, according to your kids. Tell us what you're not allowed to do.
Well, I was never allowed to play the music loud, dance to it, yell I love you, or any of that. So, you know, I did it.
Of course you did. Of course you did. That's exactly what you do.
That's what good parents do.
Yeah, I remember.
Embarrass your children.
Oh, yeah, I did that a lot. 547 KORD, what were you not allowed to do dropping the kids off?
Definitely roll the windows up. My mom is one of those people who sings along to every song super loud.
Okay.
Like Linda Belcher level, like yelling, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And she would always be singing songs, or she would call me nicknames. Her favorite was like monkey butt. So I was in middle school trying to go up to the building. She's like, oh, monkey butt, you forgot your book.
Oh, and
like,
yeah.
I don't know who monkey butt is. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know you.
Who is that?
Yeah.
It was bad.
I love that. That's the best.
Well, I know nicknames, and you're like, really? How did you get that nickname?
That is the best part of being a parent. I don't care what you say. I remember
pet name for your kids.
Yeah, I took my son to his freshman orientation. I had to pay for his ASB card and all of his stuff. And I remember that some cute girls walked by us, and I go, hey, ladies. And my son and his best friend.
He
was mortified. It was the best look I ever saw. I'm like, yeah, I love it. I'm like, yeah, that's the day.
See? And he's like, lived to embarrass Logan, didn't you?
I did. He's like, ah, creeper dad, you're a creep. I said, no, I'm trying to hook you up. I'm your wingman or whatever. He was like, please, dad, don't do that.
Oh,
so
he was so embarrassed.
His friends all said I was a cool dad. They're like,
of course you were.
They're like, your dad's cool. And he's like, no, I don't think so. I'm like, yeah, your dad's cool. So more of your calls. This is a lot of fun. 547 KOR. The rules when dropping kids off for school. What did they tell you that you're not going to do? And I'd do it anyway. You know me well enough to know.
I do know.
Yeah. Hey, monkey butt. Hey, monkey butt. All right. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Country, it's 102.7 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you so much. 75 degrees sunshine. Heat advisory in effect. I know that it's going to be a warm one. Stay hydrated again. 103, then drop into like 98 tomorrow, and then back to the 80s for you on
it's
Thursday.
Funny you go dropping to 98.
I know. Should I even mention that, Patty?
I can't.
I know. When you say stuff like that, it's like, really, really?
Because it is a lot cooler than 103.
Yeah, well, it is. I see people out on the dike right now getting the morning walk going here.
I get it.
And I ran irrigation for at least a couple hours last night because my poor grass looking pretty darn shabby over there in Kennewick. So, again, run that irrigation today if you can, because it's going to be hot, hot, hot. You know, a lot of people are saying, Patty, not that I would say that because I'd get in trouble, but some people are saying, Patty, looking pretty darn hot.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You've lost some pounds, haven't you, Patty?
Absolutely. I am into the 30s, and you, where are you?
I've lost over 20 pounds, and I did it in 6 weeks, and then I've maintained, absolutely have not gained an ounce back since the initial Tri-Cities weight loss thing that I did. So it's kind of crazy. And what are we now? Months into?
We're a few months in.
Yeah. So what they do is you do a maintenance period a month after you get done losing the weight that you want to lose, and then you have, and then you're on your own. So for me, I've been on my own now for a couple months, and have made no issues. Your brain, it just rewires your brain.
Yeah.
We talk about this a lot off microphone.
You're not wrong there.
Your brain gets rewired to where now if I try to have a lot of sugar, my body goes, ugh, get a steak in you. Get a steak. What are you doing? So yeah, I've really changed my whole eating habits because of Tri-Cities weight loss.
I get it. You know, I'm going to do a weigh-in today over at the Fuse building in Richland, which is where Tri-Cities weight loss is located these days. If you want to win, lose 20 to 30 pounds, just like Rick and I did in like a month or two, definitely get in touch with Tri-Cities weight loss.
Yeah, because Ashley and Dr. Lopez, they're there for you, and you pick the weight. It's not, you don't go in and they weigh you and go, okay, you need to be. No, you pick it. So you can lose as much weight as you want or as little weight as you want. They'll take care of you, right, Patty?
Absolutely. They give you a food list. You pick and choose from the foods that you want, and just like the map, you follow it, the weight falls off.
And they keep you accountable inside the app. So it's like when I have that donut and I log in, oh, had a donut today. Not that you can't have a donut, but if you do, then
you make adjustments the following day.
And then Ashley will chime in, that's not on the list, this, you know. But once you're done, so like I've been done for months now.
Yes.
Yeah, I can have a donut. But my body goes, maybe not, you know, yeah, have one donut, but not have six donuts in a setting. So contact them. Trust me, it'll change your life, right, Patty?
It does. And your clothes, they're going to change how you feel in them. They're going to be looser. You're probably going to do some cleaning of the closets, as I just did recently. Make a drop to Goodwill or wherever you want to donate those clothes. And it's fun to shop for even more. So if you want to drop some weight, just like Rick and I did, get in touch with Tri-Cities Weight Loss. They have a website. It's tricitiesweightloss.com. You can call them 509-410-0670.
And when you call Ashley or Dr. Lopez, let them know that Rick and Patty sent you. Good luck.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Weather watch in effect for you. I got a heat advisory in effect for you. 103. Hopefully this will be the last day of some of the heat that we're getting right now. So
I'm banking on it.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's funny. Oh, my little thing is not working. Oh,
what?
Well.
What are you talking about?
Where I put the music bed is not working right now. So yeah, see?
Oh, I hear it. Boop, boop. Rick, right. Our world is imploding.
Our world, you know what? You know what? We could survive like the olden days. All right. So, other people's problems this morning brought to you by Cliff Septic. Let's wrap this up with Eve and Pasco. What's going on with Eve and Pasco?
Well, the son has got to have back to school sneakers. He's got to have the newest and greatest. They're Nikes. And my husband says absolutely not. I told him, though, we might want to reconsider because if we don't, our son may get bullied. He had problems last year with some bullies, and the last thing we need this year is for the same thing to happen. But my husband goes, no, bullying might be good. It'll toughen him up, make him a man.
Geez.
Well, I think this is unnecessary, and it's something that we can avoid. What would you do if you were us? Do you buy the tennis shoes or not, Eve and Pasco?
Oh, my gosh. Lots. And we have a ton of comments up there right now, so we'll try to get through these as many as we can right now. A lot of people chiming in. What are they saying, Patty?
Laura says if he's going to be bullied for shoes, he's also going to be bullied for his hair, glasses, pants, shirts, weight, nose, pimp, you name it. Can you save him from being bullied about everything? Furthermore, he has no idea what all the other kids are going to be wearing. This is manipulative behavior. If all the other kids jumped off a cliff, would he follow?
Yeah, probably. Levi says, you want to buy your son's shoes to prevent bullying? They won't prevent bullying. Bullying won't toughen him up either. I think you should have an all-encompassing discussion about bullying and what to do and how to handle it. Now, stay within your budget. Maybe if he wants the shoes, he can work for them. And that's from Levi.
And Mary says, first off, not everyone's going to have fancy shoes. And getting them for him just so he won't get bullied, that's silly. Teaching him to dress for others. As for the bullying, you should absolutely deal with it. Make sure you're on top of the admin. It's not going to toughen him up and letting him, it will not toughen him up and letting it happen is going to cause problems in the long run.
Yeah, Diane says bullying isn't going to toughen him up, but buying him expensive shoes isn't going to prevent bullying either. Buy him the shoes if you can afford them, but if you really think he deserves them, not to prevent bullying. And teach him to go to work for the extra stuff like the fancy shoes. That's from Diane.
Jake says he might get beat up. His shoes might get stolen. Teach him that his value is not in the material things of this world. You can wear a Rolex and still be a terrible person. You can wear Goodwill and have a heart of gold. Teach him about character, not comparison.
That's right. Did you do Stephanie buy the sneakers? Uh-uh. He's only mm-mm. little once. And Barbie says, make him earn them. That's what Barbie says.
Yeah, I like Barbie. That's what I had to do.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Bullying, never good. Specific shoes are not going to stop or prevent it. That's from Katie. I think you did that.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying.
Never so, good for lot anyone
of, lot
bullying.
Of, if he wants mm-hmm. the shoes, a lot of people are saying work for the shoes. And then, and
or
then
at least half
and then,
of it.
And then tackle the bullying situation too. Because we have a close, we have a friend, a little boy that we know who does get bullied. And we have reached out to him several times and done events with
He's
him.
He's a great kid.
Great kid. But, and I wish I could be at school when these jerks do this to him. I wish I could be there because, you know, most of us have been there. Not everybody, but most of us right. have been there where we've been yeah. bullied. And you want to stick up for those little kids that don't have a voice. So shoes aren't going to, yeah, again, shoes aren't going to save the day in this particular situation. I would talk to school administration. I mean, I think there's so many different avenues that you can go down when it comes to bullying. And I will tell you this, I'll even say the name. This kid named Jason Twistleton, I'll never forget him as long as I live. Junior high, we were PE class, and he kept kicking me from behind. And to this day, I should have got up and just beat the... But I didn't. I got up and I left the class. Mm-hmm. And I went to the office. And that's my biggest regret. Like,
really?
To this day, it's like...
Where is he now? Do I need to call him?
I don't care where he's at.
I can make a call.
I don't care. I've seen him online, actually. Oh. Big old loser. I mean, it's like, really? You see, those guys, they peak in high school. I mean, he's exactly what you expect him to be. You know what I'm saying? He's exactly what you expect him to be. Looking back, though, there's those moments in time where it's like, you know, so I'm not telling your kid what to do, but I know what my foster mom would have told me to do.
Yeah.
And I'm ashamed of what I didn't do. I was like, you know, you turn around and you take him out.
You take care of it.
you take him out. All right. So we did our best to solve this for you guys. Eve, everybody's saying, hey, if he wants the shoes, great.
Yeah, but shoes are not going to solve the issue.
Right. Have him work for the shoes, and then let's tackle that bullying situation. So good luck with it. Let us know how it turns out. I know it's another school year around the corner. We want to make sure your kid's safe, okay? So 547-KORD, app chat us what you do in the situation. We want to know. You got Rick and Patty. 1027-KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.